Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
Paul, would you rather have me punished by suffering a terrible, lingering death at the hands of Carrasco's men? Do you want me to describe what they will do to me?
No, Maria, there must be another way. I can plead for your life.
Like you did with Pavchik. Oh, no, Paul. These people will show me no mercy.
I'll say that my mission depends on you.
They know differently. Paul, face up to it as I have. I am dead. And it's the way I have to die that concerns me. I have been a traitor, even to you. But do me this last favor. The rope, Paul.
No, I can't do it.
Then watch the door and let me do it myself. A minute, perhaps less, and it is all over. Please, Paul, go and stand at the door.
Maria, listen to me. No, Maria, I can't let you do it.
Let me go. Don't let them do it to me.
There's another way.
There is not. There can't be.
Corpex, leave the woman. Tie her down again.
No.
I stood paralyzed with shock. Maria had thrown aside the blanket and jumped from the table. I grabbed her as she snatched up the rope which her partisan torturer had left lying on the floor. She fought me like a tigress until the door burst open and Carrescu and his henchmen ran into the room. Korpek hit her hard while Carrescu held me from behind, trying to pull me out of the door. Through watery eyes, I saw Maria go limp and fall across the table. Korpek heaved the rest of her up and began tying her down into the position she'd been when I'd first come into the cottage. I felt the cold muzzle of Carrescu's gun at my ear, and he pulled me outside, kicking the door closed.
She tried to kill herself again, yes?
Yes, for fear of what you will do to her.
The same reason why she tried to kill herself the first time. She kills others very efficiently. But is an abysmal failure at suicide. Come, you shall go back to my headquarters.
And leave that animal to continue the torture?
Yes.
You're as inhuman as he is.
Yes, I have no pity for traitors. She worked 2 years for the Germans and sent many people to their deaths. She killed 5 of my men only a few hours ago. What kind of mercy does she expect?
She says you will kill her slowly.
Our punishment for traitors and collaborators? Yes. She will die slowly and painfully. My people will demand it. Now come. I will make arrangements for my men to take you north to Rajek.
Meanwhile, to the east of Rajek Pass, the bizarre meeting under a flag of truce between Major Ramsden and Waffen SS Major Scheer had reached a strange impasse when Lady Agnes Collier had demanded that the Germans surrender to Major Ramsden's small force of escaped prisoners of war and internees.
The cognac, Vesa, quickly.
Kraus.
Now, really, Lady Agnes, you must leave this discussion to me.
I would. If you said the right things, Major, the Nazis are losing the war on 3 fronts. How dare they even suggest that we surrender to them? Such conceited audacity. I tell you, Mr. Churchill would have an apoplectic fit.
Madam, I was horrified at the thought of your coming to this meeting. You claimed it was to represent the women and children in my column, but now you're trying to negotiate the virtual capitulation of the entire Third Reich. Now, please, may we have some order?
Vesa, you cannot serve cognac like that. Bring the proper cognac glasses.
By bringing about the downfall of Hitler and his nasty bunch of gangsters, I am serving the interest of those poor women and children. As for that American fellow you brought with you, he hasn't said a word since we came into this room.
Perhaps the lady would like some of this fine cognac.
Stolen from the French, I'll be buttoned.
Yeah, but it is of fine quality. Please try it.
I'll die first.
Major Armstrong, would you object if we spoke in private? Lieutenant Fraser will attend to matters here.
I feel sorry for him. But yes, I think a private discussion would be more fruitful.
No underhand deals, Major.
I think that must be left to my discretion, Lady Agnes. I suggest you drink the cognac. If you don't, some German will. At least you'll be depriving him of the pleasure.
Major Ramsden, we are enemies, but that does not prevent us from behaving in a civilized manner, man to man.
I agree. However, your Waffen-SS has hardly earned the reputation of such behavior.
There have been excesses, yeah, I must admit so. But I am not of that mold. Twice your people have fought effective rearguard actions against me, actions which have led to heavy losses in men and equipment. But I am not a man who seeks revenge. With my force of 6,000 men, I could have swallowed your entire column without effort, but I have not done so.
Answer me one question, Major. Is the war over?
The war finished? Nein, I have not heard so. A strange question, is it not?
I had a good reason for asking. My radio is out of commission, and the behavior of your men last night led me to, well, believe hostilities are ended, or very close to it.
So your men were spying on us, eh?
You had us in a trap, Major, yet you pulled out. There seemed to be no other explanation.
Yeah. The intention was to overwhelm you. But something cropped up which made me change my mind. I decided to withdraw my men and continue the pursuit.
Why?
I wonder, should I tell you? Let me put it like this. If you and your group escaped to the sea, what would happen to you?
Well, for my part, I'd be given a week's leave and then placed back on active service.
Yeah. You would be back in the fight, but on the winning side. But if I bring the fight between us to a rapid conclusion, I and my men will be sent east to fight the Russians.
Rather you than me, Major Scheer.
Yeah, so you see my dilemma.
Of course, you could always follow Lady Agnes's suggestion and surrender to us.
We are Germans, not Italians. We are soldiers, not opera singers.
So what's the alternative?
I continue to pursue you at a respectable distance of, say, 10 kilometers. We can have perhaps a few patrol skirmishes, but no more. That way, both our honors as soldiers will be preserved.
What a damn fine idea, Major.
You are making for Rajak Pass, yeah?
Well, I suppose that's pretty obvious by now.
You will be bottled up inside because there is no way out to the west.
Our people seem to think differently.
If they are wrong, you will be trapped. I would not be able to withdraw to let you out again.
I would be forced to fight my way out.
Yeah. And if you happen to know a weak spot in my lines, it would be easy, yeah? What would you do then, Major Armstrong?
Head for the sea south of Dubrovnik.
Which would give me many more days of pursuit. Perhaps as long as 2 weeks if you moved very slowly.
And when we reach the sea?
Ah. Now, there lies a problem. Can you offer a solution?
An easy one. We leave by sea, and you arrive 3 hours too late to prevent us.
Yeah. This would take altogether 6 or 7 weeks. I wonder how the war situation will have changed in that time.
It could be all over. Major Scheer, everything we've talked about rather boggles my mind. To put it in a nutshell, we make a gentleman's agreement not to attack each other in any degree of force, and I continue my march to the sea with your battalion following 10 kilometers behind.
Yeah. Can we agree on that?
With pleasure. All that troubles me is our departure from the coast. Will you let us go in peace?
On that point, I can give no guarantee. When the time comes, I might feel honor-bound to demand your surrender.
In that event, I will feel honor-bound to fight you.
Then we are in agreement, yes?
It's to my advantage, so yes.
Will you shake hands with an SS officer?
To seal an agreement like this, gladly.
If he's made any kind of deal whatsoever with these monsters, I shall personally report the matter to the War Office.
If you get the opportunity, Lady Agnes.
Oh, I'll find a way. Hey, you, young man, pour me some more cognac.
Yeah, Lady Agnes.
I must say this. You're a lot more polite than those guards I had in the internment camp. Oh, swine they were. Called me woman, they did. Can you imagine it? Oh, that was their way. Keeping prisoners humiliated.
Lieutenant Fraser, arrange for a half-track to take our guests back to their lines.
Yeah, mayor.
The white flag displayed on the radio antenna. Oh, yeah, and put a case of cognac on it with my compliments.
That's very kind of you, Major Sher.
What has happened? Are we suddenly friends?
Nothing has changed, Lady Agnes.
Oh, we're still at war?
Yes, we're still at war.
One of my group leaders, Anton Georgios, will take you to Rajak. He will take 12 men with him.
Why so many?
You will have to pass two major roads which are used by the Germans. You could run into trouble.
Now look, General, I can't sit here discussing the future when a woman I know is being tortured to death only a few yards away.
Put her out of your mind. She's gone, dead.
Not yet.
By tomorrow night she will be.
Can't you show her some mercy?
No, it is out of the question.
Well, why is it necessary to torture her now? You know she was working for the Germans.
But she was not yet admitted her guilt. When she does, the torment will stop. Well, at least until the time for her execution.
Look, do one favor for me, General Carescu. Let her die quickly. A bullet.
It is an honorable death. She dies as a traitor to her people.
Does it make any difference to you?
Yes, and please remember, I'm doing you a very great favor by giving you an escort to your destination. There is a limit to what I'm prepared to do.
Have you no pity
for her? None. She's like a wasp that has stung my nose. Forget the woman, Lieutenant. Instead, think of your mission.
You know, the extent of a people's civilization can be easily judged by the way they treat their prisoners.
You insult me by that remark.
You insult yourself by your own behavior, General Carescu.
It is in my power to subject you to the same treatment as the woman.
I know. And by doing so, you'd insult yourself and your people even more.
Nobody has ever spoken to me like that.
And because they've been too afraid.
Are you not afraid of me, Englishman?
I'm shaking all over, but I must speak the truth.
The truth? What is the truth? The truth is only what a man wants to believe.
Exactly. Which is why you believe that torture can be performed by men of honor. But you know it's not the truth. Torture is just an expedient way of interrogating or punishing the helpless. It's easy and, to some people, pleasurable.
Do you think I take pleasure in this?
It's possible.
No.
If her punishment is death, then a bullet will do it quickly and efficiently. Anything worse than that can only be barbaric.
You use that word. Many years ago, they used to call me the barbarian.
By your enemies?
Yes, the police.
It wasn't meant to be a compliment.
No, that is true.
But you live up to it.
Englishman, your tongue is running far too loose.
I'm telling you the truth.
Ah, so we are back to that day. Tell me another truth, Englishman. Are you still shaking?
All over.
Seems that Korpek has made her open her mouth at last.
Yes, Carescu, you are a barbarian. You don't know any better.
Is she?
Yes, General.
Tell Korpek to stop. I want her ready for execution immediately.
General.
Well, that's some small mercy.
It is a very great mercy, Lieutenant, because she will die in the way you have asked. A bullet through the back of her head. I will even spare her the indignity of digging her own grave.
Well, I suppose I must say thank you.
Thank me after you have fired the fatal bullet.
I stared at Carescu in horrified astonishment, half hoping he was just testing me out. But he wasn't.
Are you ready to object? If you do, I will countermand the order and her punishment will continue as before. Well, what do you say?
If I must, then I will.
It will be done under the tree outside. Korpek will come when she is ready.
When I went outside with the partisan leader, I saw Maria standing alone in the shade of a gnarled old tree. A few of the partisans had gathered round, And from their mutterings, I guessed they felt cheated by the means chosen for Maria's death. I paused, staring at her face. It was now bruised, and there were dark rings under her eyes. And yet she stood straight. Her dark hair was now piled high in a bun on top of her head. It had been done to make it easier for the executioner. Me. Carescu nudged me.
Here, take my gun. 2 shots only.
I don't think I can.
For her sake, you will. Go, do it now.
I looked at the gun, a German Luger pistol. I checked it, instinctively playing for time. But I knew it was useless to prolong the agony. I slowly walked towards Maria. And when she saw me approaching, she realized the truth. Her eyes lightened, and a thin smile came to her bruised lips.
You will be my executioner, Paul.
It was this, or the other way.
You talked Carescu into showing me this mercy?
It was difficult.
I will die with a prayer for you on my lips, darling.
Don't, Maria. You make it harder for me.
No. Paul, what you do now for me is wonderful. It is an escape from terror. The only kind of escape possible for me. And I would rather you fire the bullet than any other man alive.
Be done with it, Englishman.
I don't know what to say, Maria.
A small farewell kiss will help. Now, I will turn my back. Count to 10 and my prayers will be finished.
Maria.
Now.
Shoot her, man!
Now, Paul, now!
Again!
I stared down at Maria's lifeless body, hardly able to believe what I'd done. I felt ice cold, and macabre flashes of the time we'd made love intruded into my mind's eye. Carescu walked over and stood beside me. Some female partisans picked up Maria's body and carried it away.
You did her a great favor, my friend. Yes. I know it was not easy for you.
I'll have nightmares about these moments.
Would she have had nightmares about her killing of Ubak? Of the 5 men she killed earlier this morning? Or the poor people she betrayed in the concentration camp?
I know it's impossible to justify what Maria did, but she sincerely believed she was doing it for her country.
A traitor's excuse. Let me arrange for your escort. Your time is running out.
Meanwhile, a German half-track bumped along the narrow trail towards the tail end of Major Ramsden's tiny ragtag army. They saw a group of their Russian rearguards stand up from behind their cover to watch them pass. The sight of them rang alarm bells in the Major's mind. He asked the German driver to stop.
Why are we stopping here? It's a long walk.
It's all right, Lady Agnes. Don't upset yourself over nothing. Captain Saunders, I want you to pop over to our Russians and stay with them until this half-track has safely passed again.
Yeah, but why, Major? Do you think they're...
I'm damn sure they'll shoot it up on the way out. I want you to see it doesn't happen. You know what they're like.
Okay. I hope Dmitri's with them. He's the only one who can properly understand English.
Then you'll have to make do with sign language. Yeah. Initiative, Captain. Make use of it.
I wish you would practice what you preach, Major.
I'll see you later, Saunders. Driver, you may continue.
Well, Lieutenant Weser, what do you think of my arrangement with the English Major? You don't look as happy as I feel.
May I speak the truth, Herr Major?
You always do, Weser. That is why you are my adjutant. Yeah, sit down and speak your mind. Did that English milady leave much cognac?
The bottle is here, under the table. Yeah. She can drink a lot. It was her way of getting revenge on us, so I understand.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, Lieutenant?
Theoretically, the arrangement is good, Major, but so many things can go wrong.
For example?
We have an excuse that the radio is out of commission and cannot receive fresh orders. But headquarters will certainly send messengers and probably a new radio.
Yeah, we will have to worry about that when the time comes. What else?
Major Ramsden has nothing to gain by attacking us, but he has been joined by a partisan group. Will they follow his orders?
If they don't, he will have to deal with them. Next problem.
If indeed Major Ramsden cannot get out of Rariac Pass to the west, you will arrange for him to break through our lines and head northwest to the coast. Yeah?
Correct. So?
The 9th Panzer Group is stationed just south of Dubrovnik. They will wipe out Major Ramsden and his fugitives.
The 9th Panzer's troop. I had overlooked them. In that case, Major Ramsden will have to take a chance with them, won't he?
Which is no chance.
Yeah. I wonder, should I warn him?
I suggest only when it becomes necessary.
Yeah, the decent thing to do, as the English would say. Pour me some cognac, Vesa, and some for yourself.
Yeah, Major.
Can you see any other problems?
I do have a question, Herr Major.
Go on.
If British intelligence is correct, and the fugitives do find a way out of Rajak Pass to the west, will you go in pursuit?
Yeah, of course. But I don't think we need worry about that. There's only one entry and exit from Rajak. You can be certain of it, Reza.
May I now tell you why I came here?
Why? I thought you came to join me in a lunchtime cognac. What is it?
One of our patrols has brought in a prisoner.
A prisoner? Oh, iron crosses all round, Vesa. What is he, a partisan or one of Ramsden's men?
Neither, Hemio. He is an English. He is an escaped prisoner of war.
Was he armed?
With a pistol, Hemio.
Well, he should be shot, of course, but no. Send him ahead. I'm sure Major Ramsden can use the extra help.
I think he should be interrogated first.
For any particular reason?
He is well-dressed and well-fed, Herr Major. I have a feeling that he could be part of another group of fugitives.
Interesting conjecture, Vesa. Yeah, have him brought here. Nine. Let us enjoy some lunch first.
Yeah.
Gruber, bring in the food.
I apologize for the delay, Lieutenant, but there's been a complication in our arrangements. Soon after dawn, a German attack was made near Vesili. And less than an hour ago, Pavchek's men attacked in force across the bridge. It makes a man wonder whether Pavchek and the Germans are working in collusion against me.
I don't believe it.
Why?
Pavchek had a heavy engagement with the Germans the day before yesterday. He badly defeated them.
Yes, I did hear something about it. So the victory has gone to his head, and he thinks he can do the same against me. As for the Germans, well, perhaps they are just trying to scare us back into the hills with a show of strength.
How does this affect my situation?
I can't give you the escort I promised. Anton Georgios is one of my best commanders. The best I can offer is a reliable guy.
Well, that'll do fine, as long as we have a promise of safe conduct from you.
That will be done.
When can I leave?
It will take her half an hour to get ready and say goodbye to her parents.
My guide's a woman?
Anton's sister, Violetta Georgios, a very courageous girl. Last year, she overwhelmed a machine gun position and killed 5 German soldiers. All by herself, mind. You are the most fortunate of men, Lieutenant. Few men would refuse to spend a night alone in the woods with Violetta. But none have dared for fear of her brother.
All I want is to reach Rajak Pass before Major Ramsden.
Which brings me to another point, Lieutenant. Your task is to divert this English major from Rajak, not so?
Yes, I have to pass on an order for them to swerve northwest to the coast south of Dubrovnik.
Because there is no way out to the coast from Rajak?
Yes. British intelligence made an error when they sent their last signal to Major Ramsden.
They did not.
I beg your pardon?
If we had spoken of this 30 minutes ago, I would have agreed that there is no way through Rajak. But I would have been wrong.
Are you telling me there is a way through?
When I instructed Violetta to take you to Rajak, she told me she and her family once lived high on the slopes of Rajak. Yes, there is a way through. But it is known only to a very few of the hill people. Violetta is one.
You mean she can guide us through?
She says it will be a very difficult journey, but yes, I will order her to guide you to the coastal plain.
I can't believe it. This is the first good thing that's happened since I left Italy.
Ah, my good friend, you will find traveling with Violetta a very good thing. I don't think you need have fear of her brother.
The Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.